And good morning, Matt. How are you this morning?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
What you want to talk about today is 1980-ish was round about the personal computer coming in. So in terms of generations who've lived their whole life so far, well, it's starting to get towards this newer generation. So if you want to call it the Zeds or whatever it might be, of people who are have spent their whole life on computer keyboards.
Yes, yes. So it's pretty common these days to sit in front of a computer keyboard, unless you're one of the lucky ones and outside all day. But it's a very common practice to sit in front of a computer keyboard and a mouse and type your life away, more or less. So we haven't really had a generation that started out in primary school learning how to type, has spent a large majority of their lives typing right through their, you know, professional years in high school and all the way into retirement. We haven't really had that happen yet.
Understood.
So the long-term studies of repetitive movements and stuff and the strain on your hands, they haven't really been done because we haven't really hit that point yet. But I was doing a bit of research recently. I was lucky enough to get sent a keyboard to review through the website Ultra Super Mega. And I was doing a bit of research on it because I always knew that mechanical keyboards were good for you. The keys press down easier. It's called actuation weight. It's the weight that it takes to actually press the key down. They don't wear and tear as much, and they make this really cool clicking sound when you press them. It's really rad as well. And a lot of them are like brightly lit and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
And I always knew they were better for you, but I never realized how much. So here's a bit of research. On average, non-mechanical keyboards have rubber domes behind the keys. These vary from around about 50 grams to 100 grams in actuation weight. That means that you're exerting about 50 to 100 grams of pressure. One of the very, very popular keyboards that was around in the past 10 years was called the Logitech G15, and this had an actuation weight of about 70 grams. I personally have measured how much I type, and I type about 50,000 individual characters each week. That's with all the emails that I type, all the big documents that I type up, the reviews that I do. That isn't too
It's not crazy, but it's probably not crazy.
Definitely. But at 50,000 individual keystrokes per week, that's 2.6 million individual keys per year I'll be pressing down. At a press down weight of 70 grams per key, that equates to approximately 182 tons of pressure that I will exert through my hands every single year.
Wow. So before we go any further, things like RSI and so on haven't really been researched, I suppose, from birth when the kids first, as you say, getting into school and they're using computers from when they're first there. It hasn't probably been done yet as to what the compounding effect is. So you're talking about this massive...
I know the research hasn't been done, no.
Right. The answer is...
All this equates down to
getting a
keyboard that has a slightly less actuation weight. For me, reducing 70 grams of pressure to just 50 grams of pressure, I can save my hands up to 50 tons of pressure per year. Now, over a 10-year career, that's 500 tons less pressure that you are exerting on your hands.
And this is these mechanical keyboards, is it?
Yeah, these are mechanical keyboards, yeah.
So someone goes in their local store and says, okay, I want to get a mechanical keyboard. Are they going to be a lot more expensive than the traditional keyboard, or tell us a bit about them?
It depends. Generally, they are. You can get some of them that have like flashy LED backlights and they're all like brightly lit and stuff like that.
Yep.
And they generally range around the $150 to $200 mark. One of my keyboards is $290. I'm not proud of that, but you know. That's a very light and bright flashing one that was imported and all sorts of stuff. But you can pick them up for as little as about $99 without the flashing lights behind them. And I highly recommend them. Do a bit of research. Find the ones that aren't clicky. So if you're looking for one that's not clicky, go something for like a Cherry MX Black. Now, that's probably going to not make much sense until you start looking into it. The types of mechanical switches behind the keys will have different actuation weights, and they like make a less clicky noise and all sorts of stuff. So if you want to get into it, I really recommend it. Mechanical keyboards, they might actually save your hands one day.
So whether you're 15 or 75,
yep,
it's going to help you.
Yep, I'd say so.